I totally forgot the birthday of James Madison a few days ago, and it really bums me out. This is a time when Madison needs all the support he can get. Madison was the father of the U.S. Constitution. Oddly, you'll find no monument to him in Washington, D.C. There's one for the more limited man for whom the city is named. There's one for Madison's friend, Tom Jefferson, perhaps the most charismatic of the founders. But there's no monument to Madison, without whom America would have been far less free. These slights of history pale in comparison, however, to what America's new war on terrorism, by definition, a war without end, is having on the American constitutional system that Mr. Madison inspired. War without end produces the very thing the framers of the Constitution most feared: concentrated, unaccountable political power. They tried to prevent this in several ways, most notably in the Bill of Rights, where they guaranteed specific rights like freedom of speech and due process of law. These and other constitutional checks against concentrated power are now threatened. Free speech? The war without end is stifling it. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle recently offered the first mild question about George Bush's plans to carry the war on terrorism around the world. Daschle was attacked by Trent Lott, the Senate Republican leader, who bellowed, "How dare Tom Daschle criticize President Bush while we're fighting our war on terrorism?" Lott's crude remark shows how hard it'll be, during a war without visible end, to maintain the Constitution's premise that government, to be accountable, should be subject to questioning and criticism. Due process? Legal aliens have been detained in secret for weeks on end. One of them charged he was brutalized by guards, forced to strip naked before a female officer, and denied the right to see a lawyer. For this treatment, a judge is considering a dismissal. Civil liberties have often been overridden in war. When the wars end, regrettable, sometimes shameful excesses are normally corrected. But how do we protect civil liberties in a war without end? Attorney General John Ashcroft has given his answer. He says those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty only aid terrorists. James Madison would disagree. He'd say if we don't protect our freedoms, the terrorists will already have won. This is Les O'Coin.